This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The sweater yet. Some people dealing with snow. Wow, snow. Not that this doesn't start to happen this time of year, but particularly in areas where you normally don't see it quite this cold, like in parts of Florida and most of Florida, it's cold enough that you are wearing sweatshirts. Which is awesome, I think, but some people aren't really excited about it. And the cold front in Florida, where we're already really still reeling from Hurricane Ian, could bring tornadoes and, of course, freeze warnings too as well. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be the skipper of this ship that we're navigating through some pretty choppy water. And when I say choppy water, it's the things that we're dealing with, the uncertainty, the gas prices, inflation, or all the economic woes that we're dealing with. And, oh, yeah, COVID on the rise in some places in the U.S. And a concern that, oh, no, here we go again. Is there the possibility that we're going to get whipped back into another cycle of what happens in the winter and the fall, that there's an uptick? And now, of course, so many people can just do that at-home testing if they're feeling a little exhausted or have a cold, a sore throat, because so many of the symptoms, especially in the beginning, are similar to the flu, but not a lot of people getting the latest booster. So what does that mean, and will there be any kind of a spillover effect? I don't want to really predict anything in that direction because I'm hoping, call me optimistic, that the genie is in the bottle somewhat, and when you get it, you deal with it, and it's what we live with, and that we won't see as many severe cases, and we won't get another crazy, wacky strain that ends up, unfortunately, making people beyond sick where they're in the hospital and they're fighting for their lives. So right at the top here, we're so close to those midterm elections. I was looking at some statistics. And one of the things to keep in mind, since World War II, the president's party, who's ever the president, has lost House seats in every midterm election except for two. And presidents with low approval ratings are always the worst. They don't fare well in the midterms. Their party doesn't. So from 62 through 2018, if the job approval ratings are under 50%, they've lost 39 House seats on average. And this is looking at some of the Gallup data, et cetera, and some of what I have gathered from different things that I've read and doing an aggregate of all these numbers. So Biden's approval rating has been in the low to mid 40% range in aggregated polls, so pulling all the polls together. And in looking at that, Republicans are likely to gain probably five seats or so, which would retake the majority in the House that they lost in 2018. Control of the Senate, of the 50-50 Senate, could go either way. I mean, either way, it's hard to predict that. And there are some really tight races. And you look at where in polling, where it's hard to, in these Senate races where it's super tight, you got Ohio, you got Nevada, you got Wisconsin, you got North Carolina. And then Pennsylvania. You've got Democrat John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor, with just a 2-point lead over Dr. Oz, the celeb doctor that you know. He led at one point by 6 points in June. Well, 2 points is nothing. That is incredibly tight. And Georgia is a tight contest, too. And a lot of people are coming out to vote already, early voting in Georgia. So watching that, is interesting, and it gives me hope in another sense that people are voting, that early voting is so much higher than it's been in the last couple of years, not just in Georgia, but in other places in the United States. That's good, that maybe more people are participating in the midterm. Because there seems to be that kind of lackadaisical approach to voting when it's not the presidential year. I mean, historically, you see that. And I say this all the time. Listen, to me, I love this country. I love doing what I do. Who knew that as a kid, my mother pushing, pay attention, it's your duty to help your neighbors be part of the community, to when you have the chance to vote when, you know, and not telling me, by the way, this is how people vote in our family. No, you vote how you feel. You pay attention to the people and to the issues. I was told that from the time I was young, and knowing and being on top of what was happening, because it affects us. Locally, politics are local. The people that are on your city councils, the people that are representing you in Washington, so important to keep on top of that. Even if you're frustrated by what you see, sometimes that frustration in a good sense, not in the let's get in everyone's face sense and polarize the country, but if you're involved and you're out there and you're voting and you're paying attention and you're looking at what's on the horizon, so important, I think, because you can make a difference. Numbers can absolutely move the needle. And that's why some of this early voting, I think, is so big, and why we're seeing some of these races are really, really tight, because people are concerned about who is, you know, who's going to get in and represent them. It makes a very, very big difference on these committees, on some of the big burning issues of the day that we're talking about that affect every single one of us. Every single one of us, no matter what our accent is, what part of the country we live in, what is happening with our government, both state-wise and then looking at it from the federal point of view. A couple of things. We talk about the Ukraine because so many of you send me your thoughts in the mailbag often about what you're seeing in the Ukraine, what your neighborhood's talking about, people raising money for people they know in the Ukraine. There's a lot of love for Ukrainians, I think, out there, frankly, from people in the U.S. But, you know, what we're seeing lately is you've got these drones that are striking areas in certain towns in Ukraine, and this is the direction the war has descended into. And you see some of the new devastation, and you see what has happened to some of the cities from before, and now what is happening with this new targeting, and the fact that a lot of power has been taken out, 30% in some areas where they're dark and waiting to get back online because of these attacks. And that was the idea, was to hit them where it counts the most. So some of that is still happening. It's really been that kind of week from the weekend on, and really since the major artery, the bridge, parts of the bridge were taken out, that ratcheted things up, I think, for Vladimir Putin. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, imagine having to deal with the bodies during the beginning stages of COVID. Next.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Virtual green room. His book, NYC Health Beck and Call, a state of well-being. So much is packed into that when you think about just even that title of the book. Peabody, you and I had a wonderful conversation off the air, and this book takes us in a lot of interesting directions. Why'd you write the book?
Well, basically, I was a PCA, patient care associate, that worked in a hospital during the pandemic. March 2020, and on one end, I was helping patients, and on the other end, I was wrapping bodies of people who died of COVID-19, and it affected a lot of people, both in and out the institution, just people all over, not just on my job, but just the whole state that it was in. You know, a lot of people thought it was the end of the world, and it was affecting people mentally, physically, you know, so... But I was able to combat that through the years that I applied during the pandemic. And so I decided to put it in a book and maybe, you know, reach out to people who were just like me, who needed some ways to eliminate the COVID fallout issues.
Boy, and talk about the COVID fallout issues. As you said, I mean, you were there right in the middle of everything that was happening, because especially in New York at the time, who knows, you go to work, it's a normal day, and then everything changes. How tough was that to just keep processing and moving those bodies? We can only imagine. So many of us saw little video snippets that, in fact, people tried to cover up because they thought it was too horrible for people to even look at that, and you were right in the middle of it.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you got to... it was a lot of dissociation. You had to, you know, realize you were doing a service to respecting the not just the victim but the families, you know, because it had to be done. It was a way of giving respect, you know, to the people who had passed, you know. So you had to eliminate the fear and just, you know, do what we had to do.
So how do you get beyond that? Like you talk about a state of well-being. How do you get to that?
There's different procedures, because a lot of things go in, you know, like stress, I mentioned in my book, there's breathing segments that I mentioned, as well as other methods. Weight gain, a lot of people, when you're inside getting COVID, having COVID diagnosed with it, you're sitting around and you gain a lot of weight, and I found ways to eliminate that as well. Activating the body's elimination cycle, I mentioned that in my book, as well as dealing with isolation, using the internet as an ally, and educating yourself about the topics, separating information from wisdom, with wisdom, and eliminating stress, doing physical things, but basically, as well as things that people don't mention to make the body healthy on the inside. There are a lot of parts of the body that need to be cleansed, which also helps with optimal health, and I mentioned that in the book as well.
In putting the book together, was it kind of cathartic for you? Did it feel good to think, well, I can help people? Because I know there's lots of people like me that feel this way across the country and across the world, because everybody experienced something at that time. Did it feel good for you to put it together?
Yeah, it did. It did, because it's coming from the heart. It's coming from, my perspective, just expressing how I felt about it. So it was easy. Putting it down, and then you had to, edit it and, clean it up and stuff. But basically it felt good because it was coming from, from my words, coming from me.
Yeah. And you talk about, I like that you addressed everything, weight gain, breathing, how to breathe again, breathing segments. You talk about stress and dealing with that. And then, so important, talking about, because everybody goes to the internet, right? Information with wisdom. There's another big hashtag and takeaway from your book. Do you think that's a problem with so many people? They just immediately go and believe whatever they see.
Well, yeah. I mean, and it's like, but you got to be open. There are a lot of things I mentioned in my book that people may question. People make, think it's not necessary, but it is. I mean, it's out there. Every method out there, you should try and see if it works, and to be open-minded and to just be aware,
Yeah. I like that, to be open-minded. I mean, so ultimately, and you're saying it, you're weaving it into this conversation, but what do you hope people take away from reading NYC Health Beck and Call, A State of Well-Being, A State of Well-Being?
Basically, people having an open mind, being aware of things that, it's not talked about. There's possibilities for them. These are things that that I've done, and hopefully it works for them, and through trial and error, because there's something for everyone, that's willing to try. There's something in the book for everyone, and just basically giving open-minded, just being open-minded, being aware of possibilities. And just trying it for themselves.
Yeah. And again, you can get this book Amazon, wherever great books are sold. Do you have another book down the road, do you think, in you?
I'm thinking of doing another book from an artistic standpoint, God willing. But that's somewhere down the line. It's a possibility.
Yeah. And for you, like I said, writing the book felt cathartic, trying to help other people. Do you feel like you're in a better place now than you were that day back in 2020?
Yeah, I really do. In state of mind and body, I believe I am, and it's just being, just being aware and just finding, peace for yourself.
Yeah, that's so key, finding peace. All right, Peabody Black, you can get the book, like I said, wherever great books are sold. I mentioned Amazon already, and this can work for all kinds of things. I think people are dealing still with that fallout, as you said, with COVID. Now we're in post-COVID, the stress and et cetera, and you've got great techniques and tips and everything else that people can use to get on a different course. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So if you go to search the book, it's easy to find, NYC Health Beck and Call, A State of Well-Being, Peabody Black. You just put that in Amazon, for example, and it will pop up. And it is about what he went through, you know, what he had to deal with during COVID, helping people and seeing what they were going through. And now what do? You've got fear, isolation, depression, obesity, phobias on the rise, all of that. And he talks about in his book, some of the things that he touches on is like a steam treatment that kills, he feels kills viruses, and foods that you don't want to combine, and some foods that are hard to digest, and all of that wrapped into it. Some really solid information, really good information about things that we're exposed to, and what do, and how do you combat that. And you can just imagine what he went through in seeing what he saw, and then coming out of that and putting it together. And it's not just what happens to you physically, what's going on with you physically, but and when you're especially when you're so challenged, but also what happens to you mentally. So dealing with that isolation, dealing with depression. I mean, how do you deal with depression without even medication, right? So those kinds of areas. And like I said, you can just only imagine. I've been talking about the fact that you look at where we are with COVID, and you know, here we are back in that situation where we've got subvariants always to deal with, and there's a lot of different offshoots that are growing from Omicron, for example, BA4.6, and another one that people are talking about is the XBB, which has been spreading pretty quickly in Singapore. And, you know, we remember Omicron showed up about a year ago, and it's been evolving since then. And you've got these mutations that are making the variants having the ability to get around the immunity that people may have gotten from being infected by the coronavirus before, and even by earlier forms of Omicron. So how it plays out will be different, I think, for every person and in every country. But Peabody Black, again, interesting read. NYC Health Beck and Call, A State of Well-Being. Check it out.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Infusions of ad spending for GOP candidates and persistent voter anxiety over high inflation have brought a new momentum to the Republican Party in House and Senate races, analysts say, just as early voting has begun for the midterm elections in many states. Iran has promised to provide Russia with surface-to-surface missiles in addition to more drones, said Iranian officials, a move that has infuriated the United States and other Western powers which are backing Ukraine in the war. The weapons could provide a significant boost for Russia's failing war efforts against Ukraine, but Iran's clerical rulers face mounting international pressure over their military alliance with Moscow.
And U.S. President Joe Biden announced a plan on Wednesday to sell off the rest of his release from the nation's emergency oil reserve by year's end and begin refilling the stockpile as he tries to dampen high gasoline prices ahead of the midterm elections on November the 8th. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
One lasting tribute, celebrating a father's life, a son who will never give up. He has such an interesting story. We had a fabulous conversation off the air. We have the common bond of basketball, and he had that bond with his father. Gary, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
So let's talk about that road, that whole basketball thing. Tell us about playing basketball. Tell us about, you know, your father as a basketball coach and what that relationship was like, because so much of that is a part of this book.
Yeah, my father was a youth coach for 30 years. He coached like junior high kids the first year he coached was when the year I was born. So I've kind of been around the game my whole life. And I grew up all around it with him. You know, from the time I was like 5 years old and I was the guy, I was that little guy handing out the water to the players. And
what a special thing being able to do that. And
yeah,
then you go to school.
Yeah.
You go to school. You graduate from St. John's University. You become an assistant men's college basketball coach. You're on this ladder. You're climbing this ladder. You're 23. Mm-hmm. Wow, it's exciting. And then your father has Parkinson's disease, and what do you decide to do?
I ended up stepping away from coaching. I know basketball was so important to us, but when my father had Parkinson's, there was just something more important to do. And I know I needed to be by his side. So I stepped away from coaching, and I became a caregiver for him, helping him through his journey through Parkinson's.
And then you also have been part of several research studies to look at the disease, assess the disease, find better ways to diagnose and treat it as well, right?
Yes. 6 months to the day after my father passed away, I was diagnosed with young onset. So here I was 38, about to turn 39, and I'm sitting in a neurologist's office, not much like I hadn't, you know, all the times going to his appointments, except now it was my appointment. And I have this neurologist staring at the ground, shaking his head and saying, "I'm sorry to tell you, but you have Parkinson's." And I was just like, no, it's not sorry. It's game on. And we're going to take this head on and we're going to keep going forward with it.
Yeah. And you talk about all of this in the book. When you say game on and you have this other phrase you use, never giving up. For you, how old were you when you were diagnosed? And what was that feeling like? I love that you had that optimism, though, right away and said that to the doctor. But how old were you?
I was 38, and I was 8 days before I was about to turn 39.
Ooh, wow.
When I got diagnosed.
And, of course, you took care of your father, and you saw things and learned things. Has that helped you in your journey?
It has helped me. And I know the first thing that I got told when I got diagnosed was don't compare my symptoms to his, because Parkinson's is such an individualistic thing that there may be some things that are going to happen to me that never happened to him, or some things that happen to him that will never happen to me. So it's like, so that was kind of one of the most important things that they told me, was don't compare myself to him in terms of Parkinson's, because it can be so different. So what I saw happen to him may not occur. So it was like, don't think about what happened to him. Just keep living your life each day at a time, and we'll just take this one day at a time and keep going.
What a great attitude. And I said it, the big chunk of the book, you know, the subtitle, One Lasting Tribute, Celebrating a Father's Life, Son Who Will Never Give Up. Tell us a couple of the stories from the book. We don't want to give everything away, but tell us a couple of stories.
The beginning that I tell about is our playing days, and myself, you know, playing for my father, which was an absolute thrill. I mean, a lot of people say there's a lot of pressure in that, but, you know, trying to live up to expectations, but I accepted that. And that was one of the most enjoyable times of my life. And then being able to coach with him. You know, I had an injury in high school that stopped me from playing. But I knew I had that opportunity, that there was a chair next to my dad that was waiting for me, and that I could coach right next to him. And, you know, that was another opportunity that doesn't always come along.
Right, and you're able to be there.
So I was able to do that, and it was a thrill to be able to do that with him. And then being able to go and coach on my own. And it was just, you know, to see him, you know, sitting in the stands rooting me on now. And there were a lot of, I would say a lot of memories from those days.
Yeah, I bet. I bet there was a lot of memories. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, which you can get on Amazon or any place where great books are sold, One Lasting Tribute, Celebrating a Father's Life, Son Who Will Never Give Up? What do you hope the people listening to us, the people who come across your book, what do you want them to take away from your book?
I hope that people can be inspired and motivated that no matter what obstacle may come your way, that you can get through it. And I've gotten through a lot of them. I mean, this includes all the way back to when I was a little. Not to when I was little. And I include this in the book. When I was in third grade, I had a stuttering problem. And basketball was my saving grace. That when I was on the court, I
comfortable about myself. And so that helped me get through that. And to become, you know, to be a stuttering child and then to become a basketball coach was something people never thought would be possible. And I always remember that there was one game where when I was coaching on my own and a referee made a call and I didn't agree with it, so I was letting him know. And he came jogging by my bench and he goes, "Okay, that's enough, coach. You can sit down." And I immediately just said to him, "You know, that's the best thing somebody's ever said to me." And he turned around, looked at me, and I had no idea what in the world that meant. So the next time out, I called him over and I told him, "Did you understand what I meant by that?" And he goes, "No, absolutely not, coach." So I go, "Well, here, I'll tell you. When I was these kids' age, I was a stuttering child. Nobody thought I was going to amount to anything. Now here I am, a basketball coach, and you're telling me to sit down and stay quiet. Here's something that nobody would ever tell me, to stop talking."
I love it. There's another hashtag for you. Yeah.
So to be able to get to there and be able to go from that third grade kid who had that stuttering problem to now being on the sidelines arguing with referees is, you know, being able to get through that and being comfortable with yourself and knowing who you are, knowing what you're capable of doing. And now that's the same thing with Parkinson's, that I always like to say that Parkinson's is what I have. It's not who I am. And I'm still Gary, no matter what may occur,
like that. Yeah.
But at any time.
Yeah, it's what I have, not who I am. When you look at Parkinson's and you're helping with this, finding better ways to diagnose, treat, and ultimately, let's hope, solve the riddle, do you feel a little more optimistic?
Yeah, I do. I'm hoping that whatever I can do to help in any way, and it's not just helping myself. I know I'm helping millions of other people who are dealing with this on an everyday basis as well. And knowing that I can just play some small part in trying to solve this for so many people is just kind of rewarding to know that I can do that.
That you can help
so many people.
Yeah,
that I can help so many people. And, you know, people I don't even know. You know, that doesn't matter. I don't have to know who they are. I know that there are so many numbers that have it. So being able to help them in some way is just, as I said, it's just rewarding.
Yeah. Well, this book is a great book. It fills you up. It does, because there's a lot in it, like you talk about even overcoming stuttering. And I know there are people that struggle with so many things. So one lasting tribute, celebrating a father's life, son will never give up. Gary Keating, we wish you the best, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Steal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And we round up the show with odds and ends. Let's go to the news of the day from the IRS. Inflation is crushing us. We know that, pushing prices up. But it could help you a little bit on those paychecks when we kick into January. So inflation adjustments, so that's for your 2023 federal income tax brackets and some of those other provisions, have been announced by the IRS this week. What does it mean? It means that if you look at what your average paycheck is, you would get more back. So, for example, I won't go through all the rates, but there are 7 different federal income tax rates, which earned income is taxed. So 10%, 12%, 22%, 24%, 32%, 35%, 37%. Of course, the more you earn, obviously, the top rate. The adjusted inflation is about roughly a 7% increase in every bracket. So, for example, you know, we'll randomly pick one. Let's say 12% for income over $11,000 or $22,000 for joint filers, 24% for income over $95,000 and $190,000 for joint filers. Easy for me to say. I was going to say flyers. We'd all like to take a flyer on it. So the standard deduction, which most of the people who file will claim, will go up by $900 to $13,850 for single people, and by $1,800 to $27,700 for married couples filing jointly. That's where you get some savings. And then you've got a health care flexible spending account contribution, the limits. You can contribute up to $3,050. That could help, I think, a lot of people. You know, would they get socked by health care? And then the earned income tax credit, that's going to go up a little bit. So a qualifying taxpayer with 3 or more kids would get up to $7,430 in 2023. Meh, that's something. And I say meh because I'm
very concerned what we're going to bounce into when we get into the next year. All right, speaking of what we're bouncing into and price hikes and everything else, since I'm near the land of Disney, it's crazy how much Disney costs. I was just talking to someone the other day. The Disney price hikes on October 11th outpaced the annual inflation rate of 8.2%. Prices went up, 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 up. So to give you an idea, if you wanted to take your kid or kids to Disneyland and you were looking at, you know, what is a single day ticket, the cheapest single day ticket at Disney is $104. So $104. But on the other end of the spectrum, a single day ticket, and that's Orlando in Anaheim, California, that allows entry to one park during a busy season like Christmas, jumped from $164 to $179. That's 9.2%. Wow. Wow. I have no idea what it was when my mother took us to Disney, but I guarantee it was nothing like this to go to the Mouse House. I mean, to think about to go there, and it doesn't include, of course, all the other things like waiting in line forever, because then they have the thing called the Fast Pass, and how much is the Fast Pass? So, needless to say, you're going to have to save some more pennies if you're going to go to Disney. And of course, there's all kinds of other deals out there that could be had, and who knows? I mean, if you crunch numbers a certain way, it's still going to be more, but maybe there's some other things that could be added into it. Nothing added into this here, just really a lot of trouble for the Prime Minister of England. Liz Truss is really having a tough row. Her secretary, and when I say secretary, I'm talking about the Home Secretary, which is a very big deal, leaves, right? Resigned 7 weeks into her new role over the use of personal email address that breached the rules. So she sent an official document from her personal email to a parliamentarian colleague, basically, as part of policy engagement, and that breaks the rules. And so Suella Braverman, who is technically in that role, says the business of government relies upon people accepting responsibility for their mistakes, pretending we haven't made mistakes, carrying on as if everyone can't see that we've made them, and hoping that things will magically come right is not serious politics. So she said she had concerns about the government, the direction, and breaking key pledges that were promised and all of that, and decided that it was time to bolt, that she wasn't going to try to thread the needle, I suppose, anymore. Wow. 7 weeks. Have you ever been on a job 7 weeks and you said, you can take this job? You know how the song ends. But apparently there's all kinds of problems. She's probably going to become, or at least the opinion is, she may become the shortest serving prime minister. Just all kinds of weird things are happening in that administration very, very early on. Let's put it that way. All right, I want to mention this because, you know, this segment is odds and ends. We're at the tail end of the show. I'm always fascinated by shipwrecks. If I was a serious diver, I would love to do shipwreck diving. But World War II shipwreck is out there now that is in the North Sea, and it's been there for, you know, 80 years since it's been sunk. And I saw some really incredible photographs of this, and I'm sure they're out there that everybody can see them. They just did a study of the impact of shipwrecks as part of this North Sea Wrecks project to see what's out there, right? You remember the North Sea borders Belgium, Norway, Denmark, Netherlands, Great Britain, Germany, and they were all in World War II, and think about the battles that were out there. So they did this research that basically estimates that across the world's oceans, shipwrecks from both world wars contain between 2.5 million and 20.4 million metric tons of petroleum products. Wow. And who knows what, you know, who knows what that's doing to the pollutants, to the waters, because you would have heavy nickel, I would assume, yeah, and copper, arsenic, explosive compounds, all of that. And so when these divers go down, this is kind of some of what, you know, they're discovering and what's the impact over time. And these are just some of the basics. They just did an analysis on the V-1302 John Nan shipwreck, and they emphasized that more shipwrecks are in a whole bunch of locations that need to be sampled so they could have a better overview of what the impact is on the North Sea. But you've got some problems because you have to do that remediation. So you got to remove munitions, you got to pump out the oil tanks, and it's challenging. And obviously, it's got to be pretty expensive when you decide you're going to do that. But if they've been down there that long, imagine the risk that it presents. But I'm fascinated. I'm just completely fascinated because the ship has a story to tell. And then there's, of course, the other environmental side of it that I just mentioned. But what's the story of the shipwreck, too, as well? I mean, in a perfect world, you'd be able to just pull them all up, but it's not that easy. And it's what I just said. It's so incredibly, incredibly, incredibly expensive. All right, how about this? We have these quarters, that the special quarters that we put out in the U.S., and now there's going to be on the quarters, these special quarters, an early movie star named Anna May Wong, who was in Hollywood during the silent film era. I had no idea who she was. I had to look her up. She was the first Asian American to appear, obviously, on U.S. currency, and she was a huge movie star in that era, and she was obviously a breakthrough female. So the design is the fifth one to come from the American Women Quarters program. It highlights pioneering women in their fields. The other four quarters, all put into production this year, have like Maya Angelou, Sally Ride, and a couple of other amazing women. So it's interesting that they picked this Chinese American star Wong, because she had a four-decade career in film, theater, and in radio. And, you know, she starred along a lot of iconic names like Joan Crawford, Laurence Olivier, Marlene Dietrich, of course, way before my time and probably most of yours. So looking it up, it was fascinating to read about this woman's career. She even got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but that was 1960, the year before she died, at the age of 56. All right, so that is the note we end on. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to the show. Remember, 24/7, you can hit me up with any of your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.